The people who succeed aren't the ones who avoid pain. They're the ones who expect it, understand it, and keep going anyway.
Welcome to Finish Well, the podcast that helps you silence discouragement and chase the dream on your heart rooted in faith. If you think pain means something's going wrong, you're going to quit on a process that's actually working. Success, growth, strength, marriage, business, impact. Every one of them has a cost. The question is, do you expect the pain or does it catch you off guard every time? Because if you keep getting thrown off every time something feels hard, you'll waste half your energy trying to avoid what was actually meant to shape you. I've been thinking about this a lot. Why do so many people start with a vision and end with burnout? It's because they never reframed pain. They see it as a sign something's going wrong, when really it could just be the price of something going right. You want stronger muscles? You break them down in the gym. You want to bring a child into the world? You go through labor. You want to build something great? You're going to face resistance, internally, externally, emotionally, all of it. And here's the problem. Most people never count that cost. So then when the pain hits, they start questioning the whole thing. They assume it's not working. They get discouraged. They stall out. They take their foot off the gas when that was actually the moment to press in. Why? Because they haven't reframed pain and counted it as part of the plan. The perfect example of this is bodybuilders. They work out hard and the next day they're sore, but the soreness becomes a sign that it's working. It's no longer something to dread. It's something they understand and they almost view it as a positive. They've reframed pain because they know it's building them. They see it as proof that growth is happening. That's the power of a reframe. The pain doesn't go away, but it loses all ability to derail you because now it has a purpose. And when you start applying that same mindset to your business, your growth, your leadership, everything changes. So here's what I've learned. You can't skip the middle as much as we want to. It is going to be part of the story. Every story worth telling has this part in it. The part where things are messy, uncertain, discouraging, but that doesn't mean you're off track. It means you're becoming someone who can handle what you're building. You want a business that makes real money? Be ready for long days, mental pressure, and decisions that stretch you. You want to lead a great team? Get ready to feel misunderstood, second guess yourself, and have hard conversations. This isn't bad, it's normal. The people who succeed aren't the ones who avoid pain. They're the ones who expect it, understand it, and keep going anyway. Even scripture backs this up. It says, perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. That's Romans 5. That verse isn't talking about wishful thinking. It's describing a process, a progression. First comes pressure, something that pushes you. Then comes perseverance, choosing not to run from it. Then character, something in you gets developed, and then hope. Hope isn't the starting point, it's the result of enduring the middle. So the pain you're feeling, it's not just trying to get you to an outcome. It's trying to make you into someone who can actually sustain that outcome when it arrives. Because let's be real, most people don't fail because they weren't gifted. They fail because they weren't ready for the weight that came with the result. And God cares about who you're becoming more than what you're building. So if you're in a season where things feel intense, if it feels like everything's stretching you, maybe it is, and maybe that's not bad. Maybe that stretching isn't meant to break you. Maybe it's building the capacity you'll need for what's ahead. Because here's the truth. You weren't called to stay small. You weren't designed to live just a little comfortable, easy life that avoids resistance. You were built to rise, to step into more, to carry the weight of something bigger than you. And that's why the pressure feels so real right now, because there's more in you. And this is a season where you either cave to the discomfort or become the person who can carry what's next. Now, let me challenge you with this. What if you changed your goal? What if your why wasn't just about hitting a number, reaching a title, or finally getting recognition? What if your goal was to build character? Think about it. That would be impossible to fail. Because every time you chose discipline over emotion, every time you kept showing up when it's hard, every time you don't quit, you win. You meet the goal. You grow. That's the kind of why that endures. And that's the kind of why that leads to something greater. Not just success that looks good on paper, but strength that lasts.
Okay, let me be real with you for a second because I know this feeling all too well. When I first started showing up on social media for my business, especially in the beginning, I hated it. It felt so embarrassing. I would post something and immediately want to take it down. I was so in my head, do I sound stupid? Who even cares what I have to say? I didn't feel like I belonged in the space. I wasn't confident. And truthfully, I didn't want to be seen. Not like that. But I showed up anyway. And I want you to hear this part clearly. If I had let that discomfort and that pain win, if I had listened to that voice that said, don't post it, you're not ready, this is cringe, then I wouldn't have the business I have today. The thing that felt the most awkward and painful in the beginning became the thing that grew my business the most. And that's the whole point. We keep thinking that pain means we're not meant for it, that resistance is a sign to pull back. But what if it's not? What if resistance is revealing the thing that matters most? What if that pressure is your moment to decide who you're going to become? Because now when I look back, I don't see embarrassment. I see bravery. I see consistency. I see the start of something that didn't look like strength at the time, but became strength because I didn't back down. So let me ask you, what are you avoiding right now because it feels uncomfortable? What's the thing you keep talking yourself out of because it doesn't feel natural yet? That might be the exact thing you need to step into, not because it feels good, but because it will grow something in you. So here's your reminder. All great things require pain. So all we need to do is reframe pain. When you feel something is uncomfortable, just go all in with it. Think of the future. Think of the future you looking back. Would they be proud? And what would you produce if you continued to do this over time? You would produce someone you are very proud of, I can assure you. So stop being surprised by the resistance. Start expecting it. And when it shows up, don't run. Tell yourself, this is building something better. This is the part that matters. And I'm not backing down just because it's painful. Because that kind of growth, the kind you earn in quiet moments of obedience, not performance, but persistence, that's what actually matters in the long run. And that's what helps you finish well.